Hey everybody, welcome back to Building
Life
the Goat,
Audio,
the show dedicated to helping you overcome life's challenges, overcoming anxiety, overcoming adversity. Please hit the subscribe button before you leave so we can stay in touch. You know, over the years, I've had a number of relationships, professional relationships, relationships in school, friendships, romantic relationships, and some have been successful, some not so much. Here are a couple of relationships I had with my mentors and coaches that ended horribly because of my behaviors, because of my actions and how I carried myself. One was with my football coach at Navy, when I played for Navy. He benched me because I was cocky, because I was full of myself. I didn't want to be a team player, so I got benched. So that relationship ended poorly. And fast forward to many years later, when I was out of the Navy, one of my mentors, when I was in bodybuilding, tried to lead me a certain way. And I was arrogant, just like I was when I was playing football. And that relationship dissolved as well. I've also, unfortunately, experienced a number of relationships romantically, two failed marriages, and then a number of failed relationships with young ladies. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that I was not equally yoked.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Today's scripture comes from the book, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14. Do not be yoked yet together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? So powerful, so true, so real. As I reflect on a number of my relationships in the past, we weren't equally yoked. And that is everything. Being equally yoked means that you and your partner are aligned, chasing God, having godly qualities, being on the same page, being loving, being there for each other through the bad and the good. And it's occurred to me as I was trying to prepare for this podcast that a key ingredient in being equally yoked, as well as having a thriving relationship, with your loved one is for both parties to have harnessed the fruits of the Spirit. So important. So important. If we're both on the same page and we're equally entrenched in having and practicing the fruits of the Spirit every day between each other, with children if you have them, other family members, friends, workmates, society, how beautiful would that be? How beautiful would it be for both parties to exhibit love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control? Now, that's not to say that you're going to be perfect in all of those 9 fruits of the Spirit. But we can try. We can work towards it. No one's perfect. Only God is perfect. Only the Trinity is perfect. We will never be perfect. But we can strive and work and pray to be as Christ-like as we can. And Jesus will help us. The Holy Spirit will 100% help us. So many of us, like myself, for years, involved in relationships that never should have happened, that were more physical and worldly than anything. There weren't godly relationships. Having a relationship in a bedroom is not a relationship. That's not what it's about. It's about loving each other, being patient with each other, being joyful with each other, having self-control. It is absolutely crucial. I mean, I think about my relationships in the past, and one in particular was just really, really volatile, very explosive. And unfortunately, there was kids involved. My son and my partner had 2 kids of their own. And we didn't see eye to eye on a number of things. And part of me thought that I was supposed to be like the savior of the relationship and all that we were going through. When in actuality, that relationship never should have happened in the first place. Never. Because it started negatively. It started from a place that never should have happened in the first place. You know, I was with this person while I was with my previous wife. Infidelity. That never works. Everyone loses. The partners, the loved ones, kids if they're involved, family if they're involved. We were 100% not equally yoked. And I had a couple relationships after my marriages that failed as well, because we were not equally yoked. And being equally yoked is something that I was not familiar with until my parents shared it with me after my first marriage failed miserably. After, we were together 19 years and we were married for 14 years. and fail because we weren't equally yoked. We weren't on the same page. We weren't going in the same direction. For the most part, you know, she wasn't perfect, but she was going right. And most of the time I was going left because I was drinking heavily. I was doing drugs. And I had a number of relationships outside of my marriage. That is not equally yoked. Equally yoked spiritually means that you're both going right, not left. Equally yoked does not mean you're perfect. Equally yoked means that you accept each other, the good and the bad stuff. You work on getting better. You're there for each other. You're chasing Jesus. You get into the Word. You're growing spiritually together. That's what equally yoked is. We have to be on the same page. And for a number, as I said before, of the relationships that I was involved in, we were not equally yoked. So on my journey, I've been trying to and working on myself since 2016. And what I've noticed is the closer I get to God, the more I pray, the more I have conversations and pray to the Holy Spirit, the stronger my relationship gets and the stronger the bond I have with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ, with God the Almighty. And the easier it is for me to understand and recognize not only what it means to be equally yoked, but also when I'm in situations or prospective relationships, it's easier for me to recognize when we are not equally yoked and a relationship has no chance, because I know what God wants for me. I know what is good for me. So when I see or recognize or hear behaviors that are disturbing, that are not godly, that don't fall under the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, I'm out. It does not take me long at all. So what am I getting at? My first marriage was late, was 14 years, 19 years. We were together all together. My second marriage lasted a year. My next relationship, and I bowed out in that second marriage because I knew it was not right. And I wasn't going to sit there and suffer. And then the next relationship, I was out of there much sooner. And even most recently, you know, I had a person that was interested. It was never going to happen in the first place. But I knew we were not equally yoked, and there's no way it was ever even going to have a chance, a possibility, an inkling of starting. No way, no how. I know what I want. I know what God wants, more importantly. And I'm perfectly fine by myself, living by myself, going to dinner by myself, going to a movie by myself, hanging out with my son. I'm just fine with that. I do a lot of reading, scripture, praying, meditation, working on myself, trying to be as godlike as I am able. He is leading me down this path. I'm hanging on tight. I love this journey that I'm on now because the previous one was not good for me. It wasn't good for my son. It wasn't good for my family, friends, or relationships. When you're equally yoked, there's a calm, there's a peace, there's tranquility. That's something that I did not experience in previous relationships. Wasn't a lot of peace, wasn't a lot of calm. Now, for one of my relationships in particular, I drink, I don't know if you're familiar with Calm. It's a powder they sell, and it's got a whole bunch of magnesium in it. I would drink a 16-ounce glass of Calm every night before I left work and went home to help settle me and calm me down. And let me tell you something. That's not the way to live. That is 100% not equally yoked. If you have to drink Calm or take something, substance, pill or whatever, smoke, marijuana, or anything to help you calm down, to go home to an environment where you're walking on eggshells, that's not equally yoked. If you're waiting on your other half to come home, you're nervous, you're fidgety, you're anxious because you're worried or have anxiety about them coming home, whether you're a husband or a wife, man or a woman, whoever you're waiting on. If you're anxious and you're not happy and you're not calm, thinking about them coming home, if the mere act of thinking about it gives you anxiety, that is not equally yoked. If you're in a situation where you dread going to bed next to your other half, or you know what I'm getting at, that's not equally yoked. If you're constantly fighting with the other half and staying together until your kids graduate from junior high or high school or college so you don't disrupt them, that's not equally yoked. It's not equally yoked.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
If you're married and you have a number of partners, or if you have one partner outside your marriage, you're not equally yoked. Whether your partner doesn't satisfy you the way that someone else outside your marriage or relationship is able to satisfy you, you're not equally yoked. That relationship should not happen, should not exist. Sometimes people try to guilt you into starting a relationship or staying in a relationship. Our job is not to sacrifice ourselves to appease or please other people. That's not why God put us here. God put us here, each and every one of us individually, to serve, not to be someone's slave, not to be at someone else's beck and call, not to sacrifice ourselves for a big house, a nice car, nice jewelry, nice clothes, nice vacations. I recall a young lady I trained years ago who was married to a gentleman much older than her. They both had bad habits, but he had all the money and she didn't. And things unfortunately came to a screeching halt, and that marriage ended. And they had a child. And unfortunately, she paid dearly because she wasn't the breadwinner. So she suffered. And he did not, because he had all the money. That's not equally yoked. Don't be fooled. Equally yoked doesn't mean because you like the fact that they have a nice car or a nice house or a nice apartment, or they travel a lot, or they dress well, or he makes you feel a certain way behind closed doors. That's not equally yoked. Don't be fooled. Worldly habits that bring you together or help keep you together is not equally yoked. That's addiction to worldly things, pornography, alcohol, drugs. What happens when the drugs wear off? What happens when you lose your buzz? What happens when the sex is not as good as you expect, want, or used to be? What then? Equally yoked is when you both have your eyes on Jesus. And it's about Jesus and praising the Almighty and glorifying his name jointly every day. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. God comes first. Then you. Then everybody else. Not your husband first or your wife first. is God first. Both. Living in God's name, in Jesus' name. It's so easy to fall in the trap and believe that having a strong relationship is all about things, worldly things and worldly habits. Because that's why our world pumps out everywhere. TV, movies, internet, social media. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. You see so much stuff, pictures, videos of what the world portrays success, positivity, and strong relationships are about. There's a picture of what it looks like, and it's shiny, and that's not it. Being equally yoked is not about shiny things, money, worldly stuff. It's about both of you, both of us, both of the individuals being on the same path at the same speed, looking ahead to God, not veering left or right, straight ahead for God, straight ahead for Jesus, straight ahead for the Holy Spirit. That's equally yoked. Glorifying the Almighty. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. Be equally yoked. Go to the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Unbelievers believe they are okay. They believe that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, that they are right. And it's about living your best life and having fun and drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana and having sex and just having fun. That's not it. That's not it, everybody. What fellowship can light have with darkness? Zero. Now, in all the darkness, God can be the light and change everything with just a glimmer of light. But that's up to God. That's not up to us. We're not to be the light in a dark situation or a dark space or dark place and try to save the world. That's not where we're there to sacrifice ourselves. We are here to love Jesus, glorify Jesus, and help others. But don't stay in that fire. Never stay in the fire with him. Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? I don't care how much money they have, how pretty or handsome they are, how well they dress, how muscular or sexy they are, how funny they are. Darkness is darkness. Do not be sucked in into the darkness. Stay the course. If need be, stay by yourself and focus on Jesus. There is a person there out there for you. Jesus approved, God approved, Holy Spirit approved. It's not the one that wants to meet you in the bar and take you home, make you all these promises. It's a God-fearing person, glorifying Jesus, getting into Scripture every day, ideally, and exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit, which I'll repeat one more time: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Be blessed. I love you. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name.
Allow me to take a moment to thank
Amen.
Partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lightaudio.com, you will find other faith-centered podcasts on the network. They've got shows on prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much more.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.